All right, this is Sunday morning, 5:30:21. The Prophet's Corner Uncut. Don't let Satan have your land. This is a good word. Run that devil off your land. How long are you going to put up with his violations in your life? I had said to speak to your mountains. I did not say to stay away from your mountains. I said, run off the ites. You know, I talked to you about don't boycott. Take it. If you don't, they will continue to be thorns in your sides and pricks in your eyes. In other words, aggravations. Are you aggravated? I guess if you get aggravated enough, you'll do something about it, right? I have already told you in my word that all things are yours. I came that you might have life and not misery. I want you to enjoy your life. Satan, no revelation. He has no revelation for you at all. His plan is that you might not have life. His goal is to kill us all. If you hadn't figured that out, well, I feel bad for you because you can't either hear or see. I mean, it's right in your face. I don't see how people can't see. Satan has another plan. He has another revelation for you. A plan to make your life miserable. He wants hell on earth. I taught you to pray heaven in earth. Who will be the king of your mountains? I am your king, but you are of your mountains. When Goliath comes out, then it is time to throw your rocks. Rock of my word against him. It will knock down and cut off the head of the Goliath. Cut his authority out of your life forever. When you cut off his head, you cut off his authority in your life, period. I have given you the authority to tread on and over all the power of the enemy. His power is deception. He constantly says it isn't so when it already is. Did y'all catch that? He constantly says it isn't so when it already is. I am the God that calls those things to be not as though they are, and you're made in my image and likeness, and you do as I do, say as I say. I say whatever your desire is already so. You are complete in me, completely free, completely well, completely supplied, and completely mine. The evil one has no part in you. Key, you must enforce it. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violence take it by force. Be like David and don't back down. Satan deals in deception, fear, false evidence that appears real. Don't buy into any of this, no matter what you feel. Just because it feels a certain way or appears a certain way doesn't mean it is so. So don't let it become a reality. Let what you already have and are and know become the reality you walk in. We're going to do a few scriptures here in a minute. Stand your ground and don't back down and the giant will go. He is a bully. But most bullies, when challenged, will back down. Again, this is key. Meet the challenge. Okay, we're going to look at a few scriptures. James 4 is the first one. Verse 7, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. How do you submit to God? Think like he thinks. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5. You ought to have that memorized. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Ephesians 6, put on the whole armor of God. All right. It is all mental. Your weapons are for this mental battle. It may appear physical, but it really isn't. See, that's the false evidence appearing real. What you feel is a suggestion to receive something. Just don't give in and you win. The enemy has already lost. Colossians 2:15. We'll read that one. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Be on alert on these phrases you use that give the enemy an advantage over you. Now listen to this. Every time I eat this, this happens. Every time I do this, this happens. What are you doing? You're arming him. He's duped you in these areas for a long time. See, you know what they are? They're thinking patterns. It's like a rut, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. You want to break out of the rut? Challenge. You get the meaning. I'm conveying to you. It appears physical to you, but it is Satan and his mind games to steal from you. He has nothing but his deception. False evidence that appears real. Challenge him. These little foxes is how the devil steals from you. He has been doing this since the garden, and it has worked, so why would he quit? Even Paul said, just as the serpent beguiled Eve, I have concerns that when I go, he's going to do it to you again, just like her. Yeah. Challenge him. Don't let Satan steal your land. He is nothing but a flim-flam man. Flim-flam man. He's all full of lies. There is no truth in him. He does not have sickness or disease, poverty or lack. It's all lies. It's all lies. All right. But it all lies in your tongue. Death and life are in the power of your tongue, not in the hands of the devil, like I said. All he has is deception. He just tries to trick you into being sick and broke by your own words. See, he brings things, and because it touches your emotions, it causes you to say something, and then you've just created it. He is going around like a roaring lion with his projector screen of lies, seeking whom he may devour. No longer let Satan have your land. That means we're going to have to get a little more keen to his little subtleties. You think, dang, I fell for it again. One of these days, you won't fall for it again. Don't let Satan have your land, okay? On that one, yeah.